What a hockey game this turned out to be. And we will discuss in the Indiana for a couple of minutes before we turn it over to Josh Brewster, host of Duck Calls. A wild and woolly one. How do you beat this one tomorrow night when we take on Colorado? I guess it's a new night. It'll be a pretty entertaining game there at Honda Center. So, this was a hard effort by both hockey clubs. And they both gave this fan support, which is about 5,000 in this building, Mullet Arena, their money's worth. A pretty entertaining game. And you'll hear the play of the game, by the way, coming up with Josh in a moment. Brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. And Dan, I'll tell you, this game had a little bit of everything. I certainly enjoyed it.
Well, it really did, Steve. This was an entertaining hockey game. And the Anaheim Ducks did everything but win it. They came back from a 3-1 deficit with three consecutive goals, the last of which by Max Jones at 18:06 of the third period looked like it might stand up as the game winner. But then Arizona rookie Matias Michelli with a clutch goal with 34.7 seconds left in regulation to forge the 4-4 tie and send us to overtime. Each team had its chances to put this one away before Barrett Wheaton finally did at 4 minutes of overtime. And the Coyotes defeat the Ducks for the first time in three meetings this season. Ducks do gain a point in the standings.
Yes, they do. So what a great effort for the Anaheim Ducks, though. They show they're not quitting. They're not giving up. With just a handful of games left, only three after today, and all three of them are at home at Honda Center. So, hey, you got to credit the coaching staff. This group of players aren't going to settle for anything less than a victory today. And I thought they got contributions from a lot of people. And this Erickson Ekhead is impressive today, Dan, and good for him to get the team into the extra session, even though they fell short. I think kudos to him for his effort the first time in an Anaheim Duck goal.
Yeah, Steve, there are a number of players today who I think deserve mention for their efforts, and certainly Ole Erickson Ek, one of them, thrust into a starting role today because of the illness to John Gibson and the fact the Ducks have another game tomorrow night. They did not want to go with Lukáš Dostal on back-to-back nights, so they saved Dostal for tomorrow's game and use Ole Erickson Ek today, a young man who has had his struggles along with the rest of the team with the San Diego Gulls in the American League. But Erickson Ek acquitted himself very nicely, wound up with 33 saves against 38 shots on goal, and he had some big ones. So Ole Erickson Ek can certainly be proud of his effort today. Then Ryan Strome, a huge game in his 700th career game. A goal, two assists, and a fight for the Gordie Howe hat trick. First one the Ducks have had since February of 2021 by Nick Deslauriers. Adam Henrique in just his second game back after missing 19 with a knee injury. And Adam Henrique gets two goals today. And Cam Fowler, we have to talk about Cam Fowler, who was on the ice all day long, or so it seemed. And with the Ducks playing with only five defensemen, Fowler was going to be utilized an awful lot today. And he certainly was. Cam Fowler with a big-time effort as well.
You know what? I'm just going to say this, but I don't know what's going to happen in the next three games, but Cam Fowler is my MVP for the year with what he's been able to accomplish and be a big part of the Anaheim Ducks this season.
Well, listen to this. Cam Fowler today, 38 minutes, 55 seconds of ice time. That is flat-out ridiculous. And, Fowler, where would the Ducks be without him?
That's for sure. Well, we're going home to take on the Colorado Avalanche. We know that will not be an easy task. They're playing up in L.A. this evening, So the Ducks will be arriving by the time that game starts, it looks like. And we want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast. And for Josh Brewster and Dan Wood, I'm Steve Carroll. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. The Ducks fall one goal short against the very pesky Arizona team. And don't forget, we'll have the broadcast tomorrow from Honda Center, the Ducks and Avs. So for everyone here, have a safe and enjoyable Saturday night. We'll talk to you from the Honda Center tomorrow afternoon. Stay tuned for Josh Brewster and Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
The classic hits from yesterday bring you just the right hit of nostalgia. With chart-topping songs that never go out of style. All spinning on TuneIn's classic hit station. We're talking iconic hits from the greats like Madonna. Elton John, the Master Prince, and so many more. The best part? It's all spinning every day on all your devices on TuneIn's classic hit station. So go grab TuneIn for the best listening.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to cue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Mackey with Michelli and Hayton back out for Arizona here in this 4-4 tie. Ryan Strome with it now. One hand on the stick. Checked by Valimaki. Here comes Arizona 2-on-1. Michelli for Hayton. Moving in towards the net. Hayton gets a shot. He scores! With 59.7 to go in the hockey game. Arizona wins it by a score of 5-4.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888, 714-940-2888 today. In overtime, Coyotes 5, Ducks 4. Well, I think we were rewarded today for being a little bit better and pressuring the puck of late, not running into the same Edmonton Oilers, Seattle Kraken buzzsaw of a playoff club that is ready to do some damage and is desperate, facing an Arizona club that I think that we should expect to be competitive with. Wow. Hats off to our defense. They were certainly undermanned today. Can't remember, as the guys were saying on air, you can't remember when we ever entered a game with 13 forwards and 5D. Scott Harrington goes out with a bit of an injury. But today, Ryan Strome, it's all about you. And I'll tell you something, as the Ducks improve, I hope that this guy can be cast in the exact right spot in the lineup and can be what he was today. It had been since game one of the season that he had 3 points in a game, and I've got to say hats off to Ryan Strome, because today he really was the guy. there's no question when you get the Gordie Howe hat trick, you're laying it all on the line. And he just played a great game today with a goal and two assists. What about Cam Fowler? 38 minutes and 55 seconds of ice time. That is just off the hook. It's two games in one. Give him tomorrow night off, goodness sake. And Adam Henrique, our 200-foot guy, he gets two goals on the night. He's up to 21. And, you know, his 20th and 21st today, Johnny on the spot. You know, these are the kinds of plays we've been wanting to see in the offensive zone. His first goal, Fowler and then Zegras are winning puck battles along the wall. Strome finishes the play, gets the puck out from the corner, out to Henrique. Boom, boom. He gets his goal, makes it 1-1. And then later on, the collaboration is similar on the power play. Same spot. Henrique is in the same spot on the ice. Face-off is one. Strome bounces it from behind the net out to Henrique. And, boy, I'll tell you, if there's one thing we need, it's plays like that from behind the net. We've had a lot of success. It's a great place to set up, but you've got to have the offensive zone time, and you've got to be penetrating deep into the offensive zone. So, to me, best duck on the ice, Ryan Strome. And I'm looking forward to having him around for a while. I think that Strome and Vetrano have been really good. I mean, Strome could be more productive, but, boy, he was productive today. Vetrano is always a big shooter. And, you know, Strome is up to, I think, 39 points now on the season. So good stuff for Ryan Strome, 15 goals, 24 assists now on the season. And then, you know, Frank Vetrano is right up there. I think these have been good additions to the club. There were sequences today, and give me a call. Let me know what you think at 714-940-2888. It's disappointing to lose in overtime. We'll get to that. But there were sequences today where Arizona, you know, you can see that they've got some youth and some speed on their side, and they have reason to be optimistic, even though their position in the standings. As Alexis Downey was discussing in the on Duckstream, and we heard a little bit of it in our pregame segment. They have, it seems like, dozens of draft picks. I think it's just a crazy number of draft picks that they've stockpiled. We'll see what they're going to do. But as far as today is concerned, you know, I really thought, and you probably thought it was over when Max Jones put away that beautiful goal, and he needed it. He had cooled off a little bit of late. It was great to see Max get what I thought was going to be the game winner. I thought we were going to get out of there in regulation with a regulation win. But Derek Grant on that play, if you recall, it was kind of a blind backhanded pass in the neutral zone up to Jones, and then Jones just bore down and took care of business. And that was one thing I thought we got today, was we did not mess around on the perimeter a lot. We could have had more zone time, but the shots were healthy. The block shots were good. We blocked 13 shots today. We had 14 blocked on us, but we were competitive. We're hitting at 15 hits. You have a couple of fights. You've got Nemeth and Carrick. Nemeth is only 4 inches and probably 30 or 40 pounds bigger than Sam Carrick. And, of course, the famous Gordie Howe hat trick, as it's called, Ryan Strome, against Connor Mackey of Arizona. So the game had a little bit of everything. And, you know, Arizona stung us in the midsection of the first period, but then Adam Henrique responds. There's a lot to like here, and I have not yet mentioned Ole Eriksson Ek. I thought he had a really good NHL debut. I mean, this is not an easy thing to do, come in and backstop in an NHL situation, but with a team that's down a defenseman, and you know the defensemen who are there, it's going to be an interesting lineup card to manage all that. And you've got a Cam Fowler carrying a lot of water today for the Ducks. So there's a lot to like here. I'm sorry we didn't win in regulation, but this is the way it goes. We pick up a point. For all you watching, hoping about the lottery balls, we are now a point up from Chicago. So we have 57 points in 79 games. Chicago has 56 points in 78 games, and Columbus has 56 points in 78 games. But we're still in good position as far as the bouncing balls go. But that is something we can't really be concerned with until May 8th, but I know folks are thinking about it. So Ryan Strom, would like to see a lot more of this. I think that generally the puck pressure was good. There were sequences, a number of sequences where Arizona really, really was cycling the puck and doing what they wanted with it. I didn't like that. We had that through a lot of the first half of the second period, for example. But the Ducks did respond later in the second period. So I thought it was an evenly played matchup, and unfortunately we did not get the win in regulation. We do pick up a point, but I think it should be a confidence boost. You know, we'd been playing a better puck possession game, but, you know, the level of competition we faced of late has been very, very strong, and it's not going to get any weaker. Tomorrow the Colorado Avalanche going to be at Honda Center. Be an interesting situation. Cale Makar will probably not be playing. They're going to manage him. He's been taking some injuries of late, so they probably will be sitting him down, but you're going to see a lot of the Avalanche guys who give us trouble tomorrow, so that'll be about 24 hours from now at Honda Center. Okay, let's do this. I'm gonna take a break now, but we're going to come back. Some folks have been asking me about prospects, so by the way, we have Jackson Lacombe to watch today in the game in the Frozen Four in the final coming up right about now. So you can listen to me and then click over to the Frozen Four. But when I come back from this break, we're going to talk to Shane Malloy. He is a prospects expert. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of the Ducks' recent draft picks. So I know you've been asking for it, so I went out and called Shane Malloy. This guy is great. I'll be right back here on Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's the sound of Karen getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers are providing her mom with a portable oxygen tank. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Pilot. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge presented by GEICO is back.
The best time of the year has finally arrived. The quest for the hardest trophy to win in sports has officially begun.
It's time to see if you can predict the playoffs. Create and join leagues to test your skills against friends and family to see if you can predict the next Stanley Cup champion. 16 teams, one cup. Sign up now at NHL.com/bracket.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Rise up, Ducks fans. The Freeway Faceoff makes its way back to Honda Center for our season finale on April 13th. That's Thursday at 7 p.m. Bring the energy and your orange gear and get rewarded through our free fan loyalty program, The Mighty. Plus, the first 10,000 Ducks fans to arrive will receive a free rally towel presented by Michelob Ultra. Get your tickets now at AnaheimDucks.com/KingsGame. AnaheimDucks.com/KingsGame. 5-4 in overtime today. Arizona over the Ducks. And I'll tell you, a guy who I've long admired, he's been on the show on any number of times last couple of decades here, is Shane Malloy. He is the host of Hockey Prospects Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. He's also the author of The Art of Scouting, and it is an absolute pleasure to welcome back Shane Malloy. How you doing, Shane?
Doing great, Josh. Thanks for having me on. I always appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to dig in. We're going to dig into the Ducks, but I want to take just a half a minute. Can you tell us what you do, aside from all that you do? You have a lot of experience working in the gaming industry for hockey games. And I'm not obviously that well-versed. I haven't played them in about 25 years. But can you tell me what you do in the gaming industry?
There's the sport gaming industry, which I've experienced in, and then there's the video game industry, which I also experienced.
Yeah, I'm talking about the video game industry.
So I work for EA Sports. I've been there since 2006. My primary position is I do predictive data analysis, and essentially my job is to go out and evaluate all the players in the National Hockey League, the American Hockey League, and the Canadian Hockey League. And so I do all the player ratings. So if you look at the video game, each player has a list of 30 different skills, attributes, and playing biases. And they're all numerically valued based on a scale of probability. And my job is to provide all those numerical values so that the artificial intelligence knows how those players, how efficient they are on the ice. So whether you play that player as a gamer, or you're playing by yourself, and obviously the artificial intelligence controls the other players, it has to be within approximately 90% accuracy, 95% accuracy of real life. So I have to predict that year in advance. So when EA comes out and says, you know, the St. Louis Blues are going to the Stanley Cup, and 9 months later they do, that's me.
You know, I'll tell you, I think that's tremendous, and I do remember, you know, when I've the occasions when I've had an opportunity to play the EA hockey game and how extensive the analysis of all the players is. So anyway, now that we've got that out of the way, Shane, I get calls. You know, look, in Anaheim Duckland here, we've got Mason McTavish, I think, really standing out here, and we expected him to stand out. But I get calls about prospects, and I've got to be brutally honest. I mean, today I'm going to get to see Jackson Lacombe, right, because of the Frozen Four. But there's only so much, and it's only a sliver of the CHL, which of course includes the Quebec League, the Western League, and the Ontario League. There's only little slivers of that we get to see here, and certainly not on a regular basis. So you don't get to see it in the States. So I want to go, Shane, I want to go over some of our prospects, and I want to fill folks in on where you think they stand. And, you know, the future's kind of wide open here, Shane. We've got a few guys on the roster that are absolutely part of the future and the solution, but we're going to have a lot in flux. So without further ado, I'm going to mention a few. I'm going to mention one name at a time, and let's see if you can fill us all in here on some of these big name prospects who we've been hearing about. So let's start off with Pavel Minchikov, who is Pat Verbeek's first round pick as Anaheim Ducks GM. Why don't you tell me about his progress to this point, Pavel Minchikov?
Well, certainly. Look, you know, once again, you have to give a tremendous amount of credit, obviously, to Martin Madden and his amateur staff right off the hop. Just so the Anaheim Ducks fans realize, I do reports on every team's drafting development success in every round, every region, doesn't matter what country it is. And I also go to games live. I'm at tournaments. So I'm with the scouts. And I've been doing this type of research since 2007. I'm going to be actually incorporating a lot of this research into, I'm currently in my PhD program in my second year, focusing on hockey operations. I can't tell you how exceptional Martin Madden is and his staff at drafting. If you look at the salary cap era from 06 to 15, just those 10 years, and Martin Madden came in, his first draft was 2009, they're in the top two best drafting development teams in the league. It's not even close, Josh. It's not even close. And it's honestly, it's a travesty. It's a shame. It's criminal that Martin Madden doesn't get the credit that he deserves. And I wouldn't say this about him as an individual if he didn't deserve it, if his numbers weren't that ridiculously good. Like, they're ridiculous. Like, they've produced, like, I think they have 10, I think there's 10, soon to be almost 11 defensemen that they've drafted and developed that are in the NHL currently. Now, they're, of course, not on the, all on the Ducks. They've all been traded away in some form or a fashion, except for a couple. But that tells you to the level of depth. Like, there's organizations like the Chicago Blackhawks in the salary cap era from 06 to 15, those 10 years, who only had one defenseman to play 200 games or more. And the Anaheim Ducks had, like, 10. It's ridiculous, Josh, how exceptionally good they are in that respect. Like, in the salary cap era, in 70 draft picks, they got 25 players to play 200 games or more. 25. Like, there's teams who had 11. Like, the Vancouver Canucks had 11. Like, they're at the bottom. Montreal Canadiens were at the bottom. They had 11. And then I had 25. So I have full faith that this organization can do a rebuild through the draft because their numbers prove it. They have proof of concept. And Pavel Minkov is another example of that where, in all honesty, he shouldn't have been drafted at 10. He should have went in the top five. Like, this is a defenseman who's 6'1". And almost 200 pounds, and will be over 200 pounds as he fills out. And the kid put up 88 points this year.
Most by an OHL defenseman in 9 years. Yeah, since Tony D'Angelo.
And it's crazy that he has. It's amazing in terms of what really stands out to me is obviously his hockey sense is elite at the offensive level, but he's so deceptive. And you would normally see a smaller defenseman be that deceptive. He's so deceptive with his puck movements, with his ability to transport the puck, and his ability as a power play quarterback. Like, he's going to be turning pro next year because he's a late birthday. So he'll be moving into the Anaheim Ducks farm system. I'm assuming he's going to play some games in San Diego, but I wouldn't be shocked that he doesn't play any more than 40 games and then he's up full time. Or he might even win a roster spot. And I normally don't like defensemen coming in that early. I really don't, because defense is the hardest position to play in the NHL, especially when you're really young. But I think Pavel has that capability to be able to do that. I mean, it's just his offensive prowess and hockey sense is at an elite level already.
Well, let's just keep going right down the line. From the QMJHL, Tristan Luneau. He's a defenseman 53rd overall in 2022, so Minchikov goes in the first round, and Luneau is picked in the second round. Give me the update on him. Most points by a Cube defenseman since 13-14.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, he's 6'1". He's going to have to fill out a little bit more right-handed shot. But what I really appreciate about him is, you know, he really possesses a high-level processor. He understands how to make plays very, very quickly under duress. You know, and it's whether it's adaptive processing or it's a set play, he's exceptionally intelligent. His retrievals are very, very good, makes smart outlet passes, has the ability to run a power play as well as a right-handed shot. He's another one who he had no business being drafted that late. And once again, Martin Madden, like, who lives just down the road because he's from Gatineau and he lives in Quebec City, there's another guy who put up, like, 83 points in 65 games. Now, I know the Q is a little bit more offensive than the other leagues, but still, those are ridiculous numbers. And
yes,
now, he won't be ready to turn pro until next year, but another player who, you know, once again, the Anaheim Ducks have made a goldmine of defensemen, and they're doing it again.
Okay, Shane, then let's stay with Gatineau of the Q. And that brings up a guy who I'm just itching to see, and I'm hoping you're going to tell me that he's absolutely NHL ready right now, even though I know they probably want him to see some AHL action at some point. Noah Warren is a big dude, and he plays with Luneau in Gatineau. Why don't you tell me about him? Because, of course, we saw him at camp, you know, whatever it was, 8-9 months ago. But this is a really enticing prospect because this is a big guy.
I hate to disappoint you, but he's not ready. He's not. He needs another year in the queue. I mean, obviously, he's injured with the shoulder injury, so he missed some time. But he's a big, massive kid at 6'5", 220 pounds, right-handed shot. What he is a perfect insulator to an offensive defenseman in the prototypical in this NHL. He's a prototypical insulator. So if you look at a guy like Owen Zellweger, who's a left-handed shot, like Noah Warren is a perfect complement to that guy. Noah needs to play one more year in the queue and then turn pro. You can't have him turning pro as an 18 or 19-year-old. He'll be turning 19 in July. I just think there's too much work that still needs to be done to round out his game. And I never like rushing defensemen. I do not like pushing them into the NHL right away.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the track, you look at the track record of the Anaheim Ducks in the past. You know, when obviously when Todd Marchant was the director of development, you know, they made a point of making sure that their guys got a tremendous amount of opportunity in San Diego and in the American Hockey League because you got to round out your game. So he needs another year in the queue, and he's going to obviously miss time with injury. And then the year after that, he'll come in and play pro. I suspect he's going to need some time in the American League, but big bruising defenseman that you need to play down low, to bust up plays in front of the net, to bust up the cycle game, and to make people not want to go to the front of the net because he's a monster. I don't know what they said that kid, but he is a big, big man.
Yeah, he's big man. Well, you mentioned the next name who I want to talk about. And now he was drafted in 2021, second rounder, Olin Zellweger. His 32 goals were the most by a Western League defenseman since 2011 and 12. So tell me about Olin Zellweger. We've heard this name many times.
Well, I mean, he is a prototypical offensive defenseman in the purest form. You know, he's 5'10", but he's actually quite stocky. He's getting close to 190 pounds. And what I like about him is not many defensemen are that dynamic. Like, we watched him at the World Juniors and, you know, the last couple of years, and he had the ability to take over games offensively, and he's going to be able to run a power play. You know, the crazy thing is you could potentially have three defensemen that can run power plays coming up, three out of the four that we talked about. And most likely it'll end up being Zellweger and Mitchukov, but then you also have Drysdale up there too. Like, they're going to have four defensemen that understand how to play with pace and to push the play and to jump into the play effectively. And it's going to be tough, which is why they had to go get a guy like Noah Warren to be able to sort of round out that. But Zellweger, his offensive ability is just as dynamic as Mintyukov. He's so fun to play, and he's improved defensively. When you're a smaller player, you have to make sure that you break up your plays before the forwards rushing in on you hit the top of the circle. So he's got to make sure that his angles are very good, stick position, gaps well, and gets on forwards' hands. Because he's a smaller defenseman. You take away their hands, they're less effective from that standpoint. And he is really improving in that area, and he's going to be turning pro and heading to San Diego as well. And I think all of them need some time in the American League before come up. There's no reason to rush them. You're in a rebuild.
Yeah, no, and it's not. Look, it's Verbeek. You know, Verbeek and his buddy Steve Yzerman, who we work with in Tampa, and of course Yzerman's from the Detroit lineage. There's always a taste for giving the player his time in the AHL, and every NHLer I've spoken to has said that you have to spend time in the AHL. It's just a very good league, and so that's the way it is. But let me do this.
It's the second best league in the world.
Absolutely.
No one gives it the appreciation or the due that it deserves. It really
is.
It's better than any pro like league that I've seen in Europe when I've been traveling.
Yeah, no, that is my understanding and what I've seen in my experience. So now we're going to talk about two players, Shane, because I'll be up against the time here, but there are a couple of forwards I want to talk about. The first of the two is Sasha Postajov. And he was our third round pick in 2021. And Sasha was born in Florida. He's got a good personality. Completed his second OHL season with 98 points plus 25. Scored 34 goals last year. And he's one of three OHL players to score 34 plus goals in each of the last two seasons at age 18 and 19. Tell me where Sasha Postajov stands now. Do you think he goes to San Diego for a long period of time? Do you think that San Diego is his next step?
Oh, 100%. And he's probably going to do a couple seasons there. Reason being, you just want to make sure that he understands how to play the game with pace, but also you don't have to be a fast skater to be an effective skater in the NHL. So if you look at players like Tyler Toffoli, or you look at Mark Stone, they're not the most fleet of foot, but they understand how to skate the game based on their playing style. They understand how to change their speed and how to find time and space, and you don't always have to be a burner to be effective. I've seen some super fast skaters who are like not effective in the NHL. They just skate themselves into a corner. So that's one of the things that I think Sasha really has to understand, is how to skate the game effectively for his skating style, but the kid can score goals. And it's a reason why they went and got him at that spot. And I'm like, there's going to be a rush of, you know, young prospects coming into as 20-year-olds into San Diego next year. I think that Duck fans are going to be really excited to watch games in San Diego this year, because there's going to be a lot of talent, a lot of mistakes because they're young, but a lot of like high upside offensive players.
All right, Shane, I got one more for you today, and I really appreciate your hopping in on the show. And that's our first-round pick from last spring, Nathan Gauthier. He's a center for Quebec in the QMJHL, 22 goals, 24 assists on the year. Tell me where we stand with Nathan Gauthier. He's still got a lot of time to develop, but tell me about the player that we drafted for in the first round last spring.
Well, one of the things I really like about him is you're looking for playoff-style players, guys that are going to – there's a difference between making choices and making decisions. And making decisions like you're making – you make a smart pass over to a player on a rush. That's a good decision. But choices are the ones where you got to take a hit to make a play. You're going to drop down to block a shot. You're going to battle hard for pucks in the dirty areas. And that's what he's going to be able to do on top of offensive production. Like, I really think Nathan Gauthier could end up being one of the premier third-line centers in the NHL, given time to develop. And he's greasy. Like, he plays with an edge, and he's in your face. But he has offensive talent, too. But you need to be able to have that 1-2-3 punch down the middle. And that's where I think, you know, he really fits in as a really premier, potentially, third-line center in the NHL. And I know when people say, well, he's a first-round pick, it doesn't matter. If you can get an elite player with a certain style that plays the right way in the playoffs, it's worth a late first-round pick. It's worth it, because the probability of late first-round picks making the NHL is not as good as people think it really is. So, yeah. Like, of all the farm systems, you know, the one I'm most intrigued with is Anaheim, and I think it has the most upside. And it's honestly not surprising when you have Martin Madden running the draft. Like, honestly, if I was an NHL owner, I would do whatever I possibly could to get that guy away. I can't believe the nonsense that was talked about Martin in Montreal when he was up for the potential GM job there. They were just saying things like, oh, he's just an amateur scout. I'm like, no. Like, I don't think I had actually had to go on Montreal radio and defend him. And I don't do that for people in the NHL very often.
Shane, let me ask you something. I had to destroy the narrative.
It was ridiculous.
Let me ask you something. Do you think the time zones have any impact on this, or do you think it's related to something
100%.
Else?
100%.
Okay, because I have issues. I have issues with – Shane, you would laugh if I told you what I think. The writers – I'm sorry, folks, if I offend. They should be ordered to stay up until 1 a.m. Eastern every night. And you can go show up to work later the next day. There's a lot of people writing who just, Shane, I'm convinced they're not seeing a lot of these games out here.
Well, I mean, part of it's that, but also is, I'm not being mean, but nobody really has the time to do research. And maybe I'm crazy, and also, like, because I'm doing this for academic purposes as well, but I'm really interested in how things work. So I'm interested in how hockey operations work. Who's the most efficient? Why are they the most efficient? Why are certain teams not very good at drafting and developing? Why are certain teams better? And then how does that all work? And then when I have like probably over 300 pages of quantitative evidence to support that, and Anaheim is always in the top three, always under Martin Madden. Like, yeah. If I was an owner, I would do whatever I could to steal him away from Anaheim. amongst some other people in the Pacific Division. I swear. Like, I don't know what it is, but the guys who run the draft in the Pacific Division, you look at Mark Yannitti, you look at, like, Von Karpen with Vegas, you look at Martin Madden, they get no love. And it must be the time, because I can't figure out why.
Listen, I'll tell you, the proof is in the pudding. Pat Verbeek, look, I'm sure he would have been well within his rights to say, I'm cleaning house, I'm getting my bunch of guys, but he knows. Okay, he knows the track record that Martin Madden has, and it is substantial. And, you know, it's not coincidental. You talk about the Steve Yzerman tree. You remember back in the day, I go back to great admiration for Jimmy Devolano. And Jimmy Devolano was one of the key guys to really establish the first extensive European scouting department for the Red Wings in the early to mid-'80s. He was way ahead of the curve. And, Sergei Fedorov, Nick Lidstrom, and I can go on and on. But you know what I mean? So it makes sense to me that in Pat Verbeek's pedigree, aside from all his experience as a player and all he did, it does make a lot of sense to me that he would look at Martin Madden and say, I've got to work with this guy.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And I think he's, like, grossly underappreciated and underrated. And look, I appreciate meritocracy, and I have no problem with destroying narratives if I really think it's warranted. And it's not that I'm jumping on the other guys in the media. It's just that, you know, research takes a lot of time and effort and work. And when I see that certain people, you know, really deserve to be given some accolades for their work, particularly if it's been over a decade, then I have no problem saying it. Like, if they weren't good at their job, I wouldn't say anything. But, you know, that's why, you know, Martin Madden and his group, and look, his scouting staff is excellent. They're all very, very good scouts. Like, that collective group are in the top three of the draft. Basically, if you're a general manager for the Anaheim Ducks, is let them draft and get out of the way. Just get out of the way. Because they have the tracker to prove out. And just to make sure, you just facilitate the conversations, make sure that they have strong arguments and profiles on these players, and trust their process, because obviously they're doing something right.
Shane Malloy, he is the host of Hockey Prospects Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. Remind me what time and day it's on, Shane, because I kind of catch you, and then I forget when is it?
Well, it's on Saturday mornings. That would be really early morning out in the Pacific. So that would be like 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays, and then 6 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. But that's okay, because it's on podcast. So if you miss the show, you can just look for Hockey Prospect Radio on any of your podcast formats, and it's there. We also have a YouTube channel. So for everybody that's out west, you don't have to get up at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning. I know you fans are crazy, but you don't have to do that for me. You can just find it on, on the podcast, and you subscribe, and I'd appreciate that.
Hockey Prospect Radio, singular prospect, hockeyprospectradio.com. Shane, I could go on and on all day, but that's not how the show works. You are a great, great hockey guy, and it is always a rare treat whenever I can get you on, and I really appreciate your coming in and, you know, filling in some blanks here, because we only get to see a sliver of junior hockey up in Canada. And thank you so much for joining me on Duck Calls.
Anytime, Josh. It's my pleasure. Appreciate it.
There he is, Shane Malloy. All right, let's take a quick break here on Duck Calls, and I will be right back. I'm going to get you caught up on an historic day in the NHL. 16 games. 16 games today. I'll catch you up on the latest and the Frozen Four. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 714-940-2888.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's the sound of Karen getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers are providing her mom with a portable oxygen tank. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Pilot. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Join the Orange Alliance today and get the best benefits, including a 20% discount on concessions and beer in celebration of our 30th anniversary season. For a limited time, when you purchase your membership, you will score a one-of-a-kind 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks jacket. Place your deposit now at AnaheimDucks.com/OA. AnaheimDucks.com/OA. And I will tell you that right now in the Frozen Four, Quinnipiac 0, Minnesota 1. 1-0 Minnesota right now. And if you are playing along at home, Jackson Lacombe is number 2 on Minnesota. They're wearing the white jerseys, and you get to see a prospect who we will likely see here in Anaheim. I'm thinking the last two games of the season, that would be quite welcome. Heard that name for a long time, drafted in 2019. Just to give you a couple of updates on college hockey, Adam Fantilli won the Hobie Baker Award for 2023, just completed his freshman season at Michigan. Of course, Michigan was eliminated Thursday in the Frozen Four. He played an instrumental role in helping the Wolverines advance to their 27th Frozen Four appearance. He scored his 30th goal of the season in the game when Michigan was ousted by Quinnipiac. And Minnesota just scored again, so it's 2-0 Minnesota. 2-0 Minnesota right now in the second period, 15:36 left. One other note from the NCAA. Devin Levi, goaltender for the Buffalo Sabres, is a 2-time winner now of the Mike Richter Award. The Sabres rookie was announced as the top goalie in NCAA men's hockey for the second consecutive season. He's the first back-to-back winner since the award was first presented in 2014. He played at Northeastern. So there's from the college ranks, and Levi had a win today over Carolina. Keep the Sabres alive. But let me catch you up on some of the scores and things that are going on today. If you want to hop in, it's 714-940-2888. Very, very busy day today, and of course, with playoff implications. The Oilers over the Sharks, 6-1 today. So at the moment, the Oilers are at 105, and the Kings are at 100. Vegas is at 107, because Vegas lost in a shootout. They picked up 1 point. Stars 2, Golden Knights 1. So that's how the Pacific goes right now. Vegas, 107 in 80 games. Edmonton, 105 in 80 games. L.A. has 100 points in 79 games. So that's the top of the Pacific Division right now. Some other notable games today. The Penguins 5, the Red Wings 1. So the Penguins are making a threat to be the first wild card in the East. They're at 90 points in 80 games right now. Florida is at 89 in 79. And the Islanders are at 89 in 79. A couple other interesting games here. Let me get some more scores for you. Oh, the Bruins, right now the Bruins are up on the Devils 2-1. Luke Hughes makes his debut tonight for the New Jersey Devils. And some other finals of importance. As I mentioned, it's Sabres over the Hurricanes. So the Hurricanes are now, they are 109 in 79. New Jersey is 108 in 79. New Jersey's in action right now. They can leapfrog Carolina for the moment. Carolina would have a game in hand. But 16 games, that's what's going on in the NHL. I'll tell you what, let's get out of here, and I'm going to talk to you live from Honda Center tomorrow. Got the Colorado Avalanche coming in, most likely without Cale Makar. They're watching his time as the season winds down. He's had a number of injuries, even though he's been very productive. Tomorrow night, 5:30, Honda Center, 5 o'clock. Is the pregame. Game's on TNT tomorrow night. Join me down at Honda Center. Don't miss this. Last three home games of the season. I will see you there tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Duck Calls. Thanks to Shane Malloy. Have a good night.
If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available. With live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
The double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hall with a house call.
Touchdown. ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9, and when an argument
plus ad-free music and news just to sweeten the pot. So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
Shoot, score!
Hockey is intense. Looking to lower that heart rate between Ducks games? Check out Calm Radio right here on TuneIn. That's right. The same folks who bring you meditation techniques are now bringing their Zen-friendly instrumental music stations to TuneIn. Stream soothing solo acoustic guitar, beautiful classical arrangements, and more, so that you're calm, cool, and collected for the next Duck Stream game. Hear it here on TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Download the official Honda Center and Ducks app now to get access to DuckStream, our robust, team-owned 24/7 audio streaming network. The best part is that it's free. The station hosts all live game broadcasts, exclusive podcast content, and up-to-date Ducks and NHL news. Check it out at anaheimducks.com/app.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade